Blog Talk Radio.
Cloudy skies and rain clouds have come to stay. Windy nights and sad sights won't go away.
La 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 la.
But I wanna be without a care. Unicorns and butterflies everywhere.
Every one of you all doing. I want to welcome each one of you all to She Zone Radio with your host, KC. On the line with my co-host.
Yeah, I already know who this is. This is Teddy Bear. What's going on, peoples?
What's up, Teddy? How you doing?
I'm all right. Can't complain. How was you doing this evening, brother?
Man, I'm doing excellent. There's never a day that I go by that I complain about anything because he rose me this morning, so I have nothing to do but be blessed, right?
Well.
Did you just amen me on the low?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
And that's fine. And that's fine. And I like it. And how you doing? And, but we have an awesome guest tonight, ladies. We are not going to put this show on us tonight, because you know we have a guest. It's all about our guest, and she's on the line right now. But look, guest, I'm not going to introduce you. This is your show. I want you to introduce yourself to these ladies. Let them know who you are.
All right, everybody, can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Okay, just doing a little mic check. It's late at night, so hopefully everybody's not falling asleep. But I want to thank everybody for calling in. I know there's probably going to be some people that buzz in as we talk in. But thank you for calling. And my name is Thank You Tang. For anybody, a lot of people kind of butcher the name because it's really confusing. But it's pronounced Thank You. But that's one question somebody probably had. And I'm just here tonight to talk to y'all a little bit about some of the film, the independent LGBTQ films that I'm involved with. And then also, I know a lot of people in the past, when I was reading my inbox, had questions about aviation. So also, if it's cool with you, KC, if anybody has questions about aviation type stuff, I can answer those too tonight. So because I'm I work as a commercial pilot for like a small airline, and I don't know, a lot of people are interested in that for some reason too. So anything y'all have questions about, put me in a hot seat. That's why I'm here tonight. You know, don't be afraid to ask. Don't be shy. And I'm just happy to be here. And thank you all for picking me. There's thousands of people out there doing positive things in our community, and you picked me. So I really appreciate that.
Well, you know, I always go out, I search out, and I always pick people who I feel that are benefiting the LGBT community, and not just because of the money. You know, there's a lot of people out there that just want money, and they're not really doing it, you know, to help better our community. And I feel like you are a humble person, and I look for people that are just like myself. You humble, I'm humble, we can support each other, and that's all it's about. Support is free, you know?
True, that's
and
true.
I love what you're doing.
Well, thank you.
Go ahead, talk.
No, I was just saying thank you. So I'm in Charlotte tonight. I was hoping that I was in Chicago because I know a few people had asked if my grandmother, it seemed like everybody loved my grandmother more than me, which is cool. That's when y'all show her love, that's showing me love. But she's back in Chicago probably drooling on her pillow in bed right now, but I'm down in Charlotte because I got to work. So unfortunately, I was going to have her jump on the phone line and say hello. If anybody knows me, they know that my grandma, that's my heart, that's my love, and she'd be all over Facebook with me. I'm a granny girl. So, but yeah, she's home, but, you know, maybe another time. So.
And I definitely commend you for that as well, because, you know, it's a lot of people out there that I think that's what touched me the most about you. You know, we are both in the same boat. If everybody know me too as well, that's what I do for a living. I take care of my grandmother as well. So when I saw that you did that and you did it from the heart and you're having fun with her and she's supporting you, like, that's a big deal, because there's a lot of people out there that don't get support from their family, especially their grandmothers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
lifestyle, you know, and I just want to commend you for that. You know, it takes a strong woman, it takes a strong person, period, to still, you know, take care of their grandmother. And a lot of people like to put their family in the home. And I commend you for it. You know,
right. And I didn't know that about you either. So definitely,
yeah.
Right, I get you. For that. And my grandmother raised me, so that's the reason I'm so close to her. I was close to my mother as well. She passed away, so I know y'all don't see me as close a lot about her in 2012. But my grandmother raised me, and she's just such a kind and nurturing person, and she's a lot of fun. And the more I do with her, it just keeps her active. I learned a lot from the loss of my mother, and so there's things that I didn't know that I learned from that, and I try to apply that to her. And so that's why it's like I've always been close to her, but I probably see her a lot more lately because, you know, just like I said, what I learned from my mother, that you just got to keep a close eye on folks. You think maybe they're doing what they're supposed to do, and then you find that they're missing little things that could be hazardous to their health, you know.
Right.
Like, I see my grandmother, she might be walking down the stairs with a blanket, you know. And for me, I'm like, she could fall, you know. So it's just little things like that that I pay attention to now that I didn't pay attention to before. And, you know, I'm not the only person to take care of her. My sister is there, like, during the week, but she works a lot. So, and then my auntie is also there. So we have, like, it's three of us, and we kind of rotate. So whenever I go on a trip, because I'm usually gone for, like, 3 or 4 days a week, and then I'm home, like, 3 days a week. So whenever I'm gone, she has somebody that's there. But for the most part, she's pretty independent. But, you know, it's not just like I do it by myself, because my schedule just doesn't allow for that. So we all do what we can, you know.
Well, that's good. I just want to say shout out to you and your family for doing that. You know, like I said, a lot of people that won't, you know, just don't have the patience, or they just don't care. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like in the end, we all need help, and we all need somebody that's going to be there for us when we fall. You know, because at the end, you never know who you are going to end up, whose hands you're going to end up in. So, you know. I commend you. I definitely wanted to tell you that before the end of the night. I'm going to just get it out of the way now. So, you know, I support you.
Oh, I do.
Yeah,
too.
That's from the heart. And, you know, my grandfather, we did actually, because his health got so bad where he passed, like, in 08. But that was her husband. He got so bad where we had to actually. So it's not ideal to have to put somebody in a nursing home. But I do understand sometimes if there are certain medical things that are really serious where they do need somebody that has more professional expertise. And so it got to be out of hand where we couldn't take care of him. But we did visit him all the time and stuff like that. So I never, like, you know, look down on anybody because they may have to choose that route. That's why it's there. But as long as we can, and she doesn't have to, I'm trying to keep her mobile and active so she's not in a wheelchair. And, you know, she can take care of herself as much as possible. So that's just my goal or whatever.
Oh,
I know.
But we definitely going to get into the show. We got a lot of questions that we're going to ask you, and I'm also going to pick some ladies' questions to ask you as well. So if you're in that group, if you're in that group on my page, I'm about to put up a post right now of questions for me to ask her tonight. You know. So Teddy, do you have anything to ask?
Well, she didn't answer half my questions already, so I got to come up, you know, with some off the top of my head.
All right,
Can I say one thing?
Can I say one thing real quick, though?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Y'all have a – I know y'all – hopefully y'all was going to talk about this in the show, but I'm excited, and I'm trying to get off work because y'all got a hot event coming up, She Pride, right? And that's in Richmond,
Virginia.
And I'm going to be helping y'all promote that because I think it's a good lineup. Y'all got who? Temper? Y'all got, who else, Look Alive, right?
Yeah, we got Temper, we got Look Alive, we got Face, we got Love, we got Chopper Locker, and Chris from District Heat, and We got a lot of people. It's like, we got a, when I say there's a lot of people, it's just so much to name, you know. That's a lot of, and everything from exotic dancers to music artists to comedians to actresses, you know. And it
right,
goes
right.
down every year, so.
Mm-hmm. August 15th and 16th, is it going to be in Richmond, Virginia?
Yeah, Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah, so for those that didn't know about it, if you close or you could drive or get there, you got to check that out. I think that's going to be hot. I'm trying to get off work myself so I can slide out there for a day or something, you know.
So you get with me in my inbox, we'll talk about that.
Okay, okay.
We'll talk about that after the show.
Sweet.
But definitely, you know what? So, Teddy, you got any questions? Don't be shy over there, because you know Teddy gets shy.
Yeah, I get shy. I'm sorry. I'm a teddy bear. That's what I do. But
oh, that's where the name came from. I got you. Okay. And nothing wrong with that.
I done told my secret. Oh, dang on it. But what made you get into to aviation, the flying planes and whatnot?
Okay, so when I was in college, well, let me start back. I'll make it quick, too, because I know we got, like, how long do we have, like, an hour total? Is it over?
No, we got 2 hours, actually.
We got two? Okay. But
so it's all you. You take as long as you want.
Okay, I won't be long with it, because I know people, I want them to fall asleep. But, okay, when I was little, my aunt was a flight attendant. And so when I was little, she used to, I kind of grew up in, a rough part of Chicago. Like on the south side. Y'all know anytime you live on King Drive, there's usually, you know, some ruckus going on. So I grew up on south side, 69th and King Drive. And my aunt was a flight attendant. So when I was like four, I think I took my first flight and I would go visit her every year in Seattle. And she was doing her thing. She had a nice house and all that. And I used to go visit her like every year until I was like 10 or 11, just to get away from Chicago for the summer. And she always had involved in a lot of stuff, activities, and she lived in like a real diverse neighborhood and stuff too, so I would, you know, experience different cultures and all that. So I really enjoyed that. And so when I got in college later, I was working on my bachelor's, and then after my bachelor's I saw that they had an aviation course and you can get your private pilot license. So I was like, yeah, when I get out of school, I was doing some school for like HR work. And I started working on my master's, and I said, you know what, I'm going to take a course, and then when I save up some money, I'm going to buy one of those little planes, those little four-seater planes or whatever, and then, you know, that'll be like a hobby of mine. So anyway, I did that. I took the course. I loved it, but I didn't have the money to finish it. So I graduated. I worked for a little bit, moved out to Arizona, worked for a little bit, and then I just got tired of corporate world. I was working as a HR manager for a company out in Phoenix. And I really enjoyed that, but I was just like, man, I really want to, like, take some more flying lessons. So basically, like, I quit my job, moved across the country to Florida, and then I spent about 8 to 10 months, and I just finished, like, first I was just trying to do the private pilot. There's 4 licenses, and then I just kept going and going, and then before you know it, I had a commercial license. You know, I had to take out student loans, but I just loved it that much. And so that's what got me started, but not knowing that the industry is very, very, it's difficult. It's difficult to get into. It's unstable. You know, I wish I had some mentors that would have taught me more about it, because there's some things that I would probably have done different. But, you know, at the same point, it's like the struggle that I went through. Like, I got my license in 2004, and it's 2014. So, like, 10 years later, it's like I'm just getting moving again. You know, pretty good progress on my career. So, you know, it's been tough. We had September 11th, which hurt us. You know, we had a bad economy in 2008. But everything's looking on the up and up now. But that was really what got me interested. It was like I was doing some corporate work, and then I just start playing around, taking some exploratory classes. And then, you know, next thing you know, I have my commercial license. So that was pretty much it.
So, okay, dang, that's awesome. I can't fly a plane, but hey, that's awesome.
Very awesome, yes.
Can't catch me. I will fly on a plane, but I can't actually fly the plane. But tell us about some of the independent movies that you've done and you know, if you've done any TV shows on YouTube or whatnot.
Okay, so the first role, I kind of got interested in this, like around 2011, 2012, had a lot of downtime, and I started just kind of watching a lot of short films and documentaries is how I got interested in the acting. I would just search on YouTube, and I found, like, so many documentaries. And what I loved about them, and I think that's what other people love about these too, is that sometimes they're just kind of new to same-sex relationships, and they don't really know a lot about, you know, what it's about. It could be a scary thing. And so I used to watch, you know, documentaries about same-sex relationships from, like, the 70s and what they went through to struggle, like, other countries and what they went through. You know, like, shows like directors like Cookie Hughes, and give her a shout-out. She's in Chicago. She's a director. Between Women, you know, was a big inspiration for me. And who else? Ty Green, she's in Minnesota. She had a show called Them. Those are all on YouTube now. So if nobody's ever seen those, you got to try to check those out. You got, like, If I Was Your Girl, Them, Between Women. Those are some of the shows that me starting off watching, like, short films and documentaries. Then I start finding these other web series, and I got hooked on them and start watching those too. So I went out for a few casting calls, and I didn't get, you know, the first couple ones I didn't get a role in, but I did acquire a role. Chris is the writer and the director of Life Under the Rainbow. So this was like a couple of years ago. And she picked me for a main role. And so I was super excited. And so that was my first experience acting. So definitely room for improvement. But I think the character that I played, Jay, had a comedic element. And, you know, I kind of, you know, a lot of that is like my personality in general. And so I think for the most part it was natural for me. But there were a few emotional scenes that I feel like I wish, you know, that I definitely wanted to improve on. But for my first acting experience, that, you know, I did okay. Did pretty good. So that was Life Under the Rainbow Part 1, and that's on YouTube. It's free. And so if anybody hasn't seen it, you can watch that. Check that out. And again, the director is Christy Turner, and her wife, they're like a power couple. She's the producer, is Kiana Turner. So, and I appreciate them so much for picking me for that, which led to Part 2, which just came out in May. And you can, if you saw Part 1 and you didn't see Part 2, you could purchase Part 2 online. It's like for a small fee. The website is TrueStarEntertainment.com, TrueStarEntertainment.com. And so if you saw Part 1 on YouTube free and then you didn't find out what happened for Part 2, you can watch that too. So that's a little bit about that project. You have any questions on that one, anybody? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. I'm just in amazement. I'm like, I'm in awe. Like, wow.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I'm
doing Let me ask you a quick question, because I know, just by this, you know, being your friend on Facebook and Instagram, I know the answer to this question I'm about to ask you.
Okay.
But do you identify with that character that you played on Life Under the Rainbow?
Okay, so Jay, for anybody who hasn't seen it, Jay is, I play a 20-year-old, which is different because I'm 36. That's like,
what?
I'm 36, so, and I play a 20-year-old. And Jay is like real flirtatious, you know, outside of the home. She's real flirtatious, playful, likes to joke around a lot, have a lot of fun, always annoying the ladies because they don't take her serious, you know, because, you know, she's going in the club and she's paying with a bag of change and she's flirting with the bartender and trying to hit on this girl, trying to hit on that girl. So nobody really takes her serious, and they feel like she's real cheap. So in terms of that, no, I don't think that part is me at all. But I am very playful. I'm very playful. I like to have a lot of fun. So I would say that part of the character is me. But I'm starting to get cheaper as I get older because I've learned that, you know, a fool and his money will soon part. So I think I am going to start being a little cheaper. I might start carrying a bag of change around, you know.
Hey, and, ain't nothing wrong with that. Change go a long way.
Right. Mm,
who are you telling? They got a big thing of change right now. I can't wait.
Just take, you know, every time you come home, just throw a little change in the container before you know it, it stacks up. So.
Yeah.
What I was going to say, the other part of Jay is basically one that is having really serious issues at home and
right.
with their mother. And not to give it away completely, but there's just some things that are troubling her from her childhood, things that she's struggling with. And yeah, her home life is pretty chaotic. So she depends on her four best friends to just give her peace and just happiness because she's not happy at home at all. And so, you know, I would say that part of me is not where I'm, it's not that I'm not happy at home, but I do have a lot of stress sometimes with work and then just with family, like certain things. But it's no more than what anybody else is probably going through, you know, caring for children or dealing with little issues at work where you might have somebody who is biased against women or racist. And, you know, so it's like it's nothing more than what anybody else goes through. We all go through certain things. But I think that's why I play around a lot so much is just because some things are so stressful in my life. Then it's like when I'm not dealing with that, I just want to have fun, you know. I just want to go travel, have fun, laugh, joke around, do little stupid shit on Facebook, make people laugh, you know. That's
right.
Me. So some parts of the character are me, and then some, like, no, completely opposite. She was molested. I didn't go through that, but I have a lot of friends that went through that. And so that's the, I think that's the story that a lot of people go through is that there's some things from their childhood that you know, that are kind of still eating them apart as adults and they haven't had resolution with. And, you know, part two doesn't really touch on that too much, but the ending of part two kind of talks to how she kind of gets closure on that, what happens to her at the end. So, but that's
okay.
It. So if you haven't saw it, hopefully you'll check out part one and part two.
I'm going to check out part one. I'm going to check out, I got to check out part one before I can do part two because it, you know, defeats the purpose.
Yep. Like I said, part one is free and part two is just because she's trying to write a Christmas movie next or some kind of holiday movie next. And it costs a lot. Like these films cost between like $5,000 to $10,000 between everyone.
Right, it does.
Yeah. So like, man, why are y'all charging? But, you know, they're all self-funded and, you know, you gotta try to make some money somehow, so.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, I just feel like, you know, there's a lot of people out here complaining and not doing. You know,
right.
Like, you know, if you, especially, like, I'm looking at, like, a lot of the different web series. If you go into the comments on YouTube or you go into the Facebook or you go into the Instagram, it's always, like I'm going to say, like, 98% of the people, oh, my God, y'all got us waiting this long or blah, blah, blah. But when the people actually post something like, look, even 50 Cent can help us, like, you know, you can't even give a penny to help a cause that you watch every weekend or every day that you absolutely love, like, you know, there's no need to support it.
Right.
You know, so I just feel like, you know, I definitely want you to, like, tell people, like, how they can support, you know, Life Under the Rainbow or any other projects you got going on because, like I said, like, we all we got, you know.
Exactly.
Third Eyes, you said it best, we all we got. You know, and I definitely, you know, I think you should, like, tell people how they can, like, donate. And there's a link, a website, or anything.
And, you know, sometimes I do realize, because I've had times in my life, like, this is crazy, but where I haven't had a dime in my name. And so there's
right.
a lot of people that I think may just not have it that want to. And so for them, the best way to support is just, like I said, keep watching it because the more views and the more, like if you all go on our page now, go on YouTube and subscribe to Christy Turner and subscribe to the other show I'm going to tell y'all about, which is Studville TV, that helps us a lot. So that's a donation in itself. I mean, monetary
right.
donations are always helpful, but I know that because I've hung around, there's some people that just don't have it. They got kids, they might have just got laid off, you know, their situation ain't all the way together. They, you know, can't even figure out how to get to work, or they don't even have food for the week. So, but if you can, watch the show, because every time you view it or you subscribe to these shows, the more subscribers we have, then maybe some big TV network that say, damn, they got 1 million subscribers or they got 1 million views. And that's the best way and the easiest way if you just don't have it or you don't feel like you want to put your money toward that. Maybe you donate it the United Way and you're like, no, I don't want to donate toward that. But if you like it, view it, share it with other people, and then subscribe to us, because that means a lot in itself, you know. So, and if you do have it, like I said, for Life Under the Rainbow, you know, it's, I think it's $6.99, which, you know, it may seem like a lot for like a one-time rental purchase, but you can have a party, you can invite 6 friends, everybody pay $1, you know. And then, it's, like I said, it's supporting, like, you don't know how many people that are really struggling with their sexuality or struggling with feeling lonely. They watch these shows, and it gives them something to identify with, because there's so many different characters. And they see themselves in these characters. And I think that's why a lot of these shows are so successful, because maybe people, they don't have a good social group or network or support system. And, you know, so they become one with these shows, and they go on social media, and they start talking to some of the characters online, and it becomes like their little world, you know. So it really is a positive thing. And so if you do have the money, if you want to donate, you could purchase the film, or some people do like Kickstarter campaigns. I think Between Women just had one where they did like everybody donate $10 or something like that, and they were trying to raise money for a movie, you know. So if you see any of that online, if you have it, you know, feel free to donate if you have it, you know.
Well, if I can't say no more, the answer you just gave me is the reason why I love you so much more. Like,
really? I feel like I just, like, rambled and got to. But the only other one I'll talk about, and I'll talk about that quick, because I want to have people, like, so many people inbox me. I have, like, 400 inbox messages that I can't reply to, because it's just, it's not like it'll be just one message, but it'll be 400 conversations back and forth. And Facebook is quirky, and, I got a full-time job, so I want to give people a chance to, like, you know, if you can, open the line and ask me some questions, too, if they have anything. But Studville TV is the other, the web series that I'm part of. I play, it's a smaller character, it's a supporting role, and I play, my character on there is called, the name is Tatum. And Tatum is a pilot, so it's kind of like I play myself. So to answer your question from earlier on that one, I guess it is kind of similar to my life in that way, where I'm traveling, I'm always gone, I come in town, I hang out with the homies, then I pop back out. And the biggest thing with that series that everybody keeps asking me, which I will not answer today, is who is my girl? You know, that's
I was like that.
Dang.
Everybody wants to know who this mystery woman is that I haven't introduced to the crew yet. And so that I cannot answer tonight, because then that would be too easy. I'd be giving it away, and I wouldn't have anything to look forward to.
Thanks,
So, and I love that role. That's Sherry Johnson, and Rob Fox is the writer, and it's in Atlanta, so whenever we film, I just pop down to Atlanta and then film. It's a smaller role, so I can usually film it in a day. It's like usually just like a small scene, and I'm having fun with that as well. I love both of my cast. They're like my family, and so all of this I'm just having a lot of fun with.
Okay, before I open the phone lines up, I think I'm going to ask 2 more questions, then I'm going to get into, like we did, we do have a few people that want me to ask you some questions, so I'm going to pick the best 3 after that, and then we go open the lines up. The ladies, dial 646-716-6977, press the number 1. Do not be shy, she's not going to bite you, okay? All right, my question is, you know, as a lesbian pilot, what are some of the challenges that you have to go through?
Gosh, it's gotten better. when I was, I flew for the same company that I work. I work for a company. I don't really like giving my company name because I keep it all separate from the acting stuff.
What?
But I work for a company that contracts for American. We fly American routes, and we fly United Airlines routes. And so when you buy your ticket online, you may fly on us. You know, you might buy it on a United website, but we might take you there because our planes
right.
are painted just like United and American, whatever. So back in 2008, it was a lot different, but I think the environment has changed because when you think about pilots, I've had people say to me, and I've even realized, they're like, oh, you don't look like a pilot. You know, I had this lady say that to me a couple weeks ago. And where was that? Office Depot. And she didn't even realize what she was saying. Like, but it's like the stuff like that doesn't really bother me. Because, yeah, I guess I don't look like your typical, you know, pilot from back in the day, which is typically a middle-aged to older, you know, 40 to 60-year-old white male. So traditionally,
right.
no. But now there's, like, so many other people that are getting involved. Like, our company, we had flying down here to Charlotte today. It was a female captain. And, you know, we have Asian women. We have African-American males. We have guys from Colombia that are men. And so all of these people haven't traditionally been, like, your typical pilot look. But now, you know, it's just becoming more diverse. More people are getting involved, you know, which is a good thing. So because of that, every now and then you'll have, because I'm a first officer, which basically you do the same thing as the captain, but the captain kind of has the final decision on the flight, like on if there's an emergency or issue, you all talk about it, but they make the final decision on what to do, you know, and you all agree on it. So, but most captains, you know, still, it's changing. The environment is changing. Just like with any other job, like engineers, you're seeing more females and minorities, you know, doctors, lawyers, all of that. So the environment is changing. But every now and then you have somebody that is just not as comfortable with that. And a lot
right.
of it is just how they were raised, you know. I have people that, like, I fly with some people that grew up, you know, like, I mean, in southern Idaho in a town, you know, with 50 people. And they're just not used to seeing people that look like you and feeling that they're confident that you can do your job just as well as them. So that's probably the biggest challenge is, like, every now and then you get somebody that feels like a female shouldn't be flying or somebody that's of African-American descent shouldn't be flying a plane. And basically you just do your job, you know, smile, try to stay pleasant, and typically, once they've flown like one or two legs with you, you don't really have any issues anymore because it's like you proved yourself. You shouldn't have to do that, but it's just the way of the world sometimes, you know. And basically doing that, you just make it easier for the next person that comes along. Maybe they'll be like, they won't judge the next African-American female that steps in the cockpit with them. They'll be like, oh, shoot, I flew with one before, and she did a damn good job, you know.
Right.
So I'm not worried about that. So it's just a little bit at a time. That's the biggest issue that we face. But otherwise, you know, things are a lot better than they used to be. So I used to get a lot more of that, and now it's pretty rare. I rarely have issues with people.
Okay. I just got a shout-out for you. Purse from the production crew of Stouffville TV is listening, and she wanted you to know that she had fun working with you and
oh,
is not able to call in due to she's sick.
Oh, who is that? Who's sick?
She's from the production crew of Stouffville TV, Purse and Walters.
I didn't hear the name. What did you say the name was?
Purse and Walters. Purse from the production crew of Stouffville TV.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll look at it after. It's on your Facebook page?
Yeah.
Okay. One of my babies is sick. I'm going to have to check on them, so I'll check on that with you after. Well, I hope they feel better.
All right. Let's get to these questions from the fans. I'm going to pick the best three I see right now. Shout out to Erica M. Majors on Facebook. She wants to know, what is your favorite all-time television show, an actor or actress, and can you identify with them, whoever is your favorite?
You know, I'm not too big into TV. It's rare that you will see me. Like, I've been in this hotel room, like, in Charlotte. They gave me this room for 2 months, and I never turn the TV on because I'm always on Facebook marketing, or I'm on YouTube watching somebody's new web series is out or whatever. So I'm not too big on TV, but I will say my favorite actress is Kimberly Elise, if you all know her.
Yeah.
My favorite movie, I love, even though it's like a really sad movie, I like Women Aren't Thou Loose.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, for me, she inspires me like as an actress because that's probably because of my personality. The emotional roles are probably the most challenging for me to do. And so I always say, like, if I could get on her level, then, you know, then I would be happy. That's the kind of level I would want to be on as an actress. So, but Erica is, I used to live in Savannah for 4 years, and her and her wife, Candace Harnett and Erica Majors, they have a church that just really was amazing. And I learned so much from them. They have a church. So if anybody visits Savannah, Agape Empowerment Ministries, you have to go check that out if you're there on a Sunday. And sometimes they do volunteer activities. But they were a big part of my life, like a family to me for like a few years. And so I appreciate her, you know, writing that question and supporting me because I was part of their church for a couple of years. So that's awesome.
Okay. Another question from yours truly, Cheryl Hartley, on Facebook. She asks, what is your biggest regret in life, and did it inspire you to never have regrets again? Good one.
Yeah, that is a good question. That's from Cheryl?
Yeah, Cheryl Hartley, yours truly, Cheryl Hartley.
Okay. All right, I appreciate the question. I mean, I'm 36, so I don't have a lot of regrets, but I have things that I learned from. And one of the things, you know, I talked about earlier was like learning from my mother's situation to be more proactive with certain things in terms of like elder care and health care. But I would say in terms of relationships and stress, because that's the biggest thing to me now. Like from 2 years ago, my life was like crashing and chaotic. And I was stressed, and I had a lot going on. It was a lot going on. And I was like, gosh, how am I going to get past all of this? And so now I'm at this point where, you know, I feel very free. I feel very stress-free. Everything feels organized and in control. I don't worry about little things that I can't control. And so I would say it's not really a regret, but during that time, I stressed about a lot of stuff. I got really upset about a lot of things, and it's like I almost came out of character where I wasn't even myself. And I think it was just, you know, just because there was so much going on, and I didn't realize it. But from that point till now, what I learned is a lot of things I don't even let bother me anymore if I can't control. And then I don't react in the same way either. You know, if somebody does something to me that I care about, you know, at that time, I think I had so much going on, I might have cursed them out, you know, and I know y'all probably like, oh, thank you, was cursing somebody out, but yeah, because it was like I said, my life was like full of chaos, and
right.
I was angry about a lot of things, and now I'm at the point where I usually just walk away or I learn from it and I say, well, that's just how that person is, you know. This is how I'm going to deal with them moving forward, and I appreciate their honesty, you know. So I feel like I've matured a lot in that way, and it's not really a regret, but it's just how I handle things different now. Kill you. So you just, you know, you just don't want to be living your life that way, and I learned a lot from that.
Okay, good response. And the last question I have comes from Crystal Ranson on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, I know Crystal. Okay.
What is a great memorable experience that you had on your travels that you wouldn't mind sharing? Now, that's a great one, too.
On my travels, let me see. Gosh, so like one of the, yeah, because I've been blessed where I've been to probably over 20 countries, international countries, and been able to see a lot of the world. And that's like my biggest hobby. So that's my thing. I was saying on Facebook the other day, that's my little, that's how I get my orgasm. It's off of travel, you know. That's my first preference, which, you know, may be weird to some of y'all, but that's just my thing. So I think, gosh, let's see. Man, I've had so many great experiences. I went to Japan, like, earlier this year, I think it was, early this year or late last year.
Oh, man.
And for me, that was probably the most difficult because I thought a lot of people would speak English and a lot of the signs would be where I could read them, but it wasn't that way. It was opposite. So, you know, I was only there for, like, a couple days. I went to, like, Tokyo and Narita in Japan, and it was kind of like I was by myself, and I just walked around and tried to figure everything out. And for me, I really enjoyed that. It was difficult, but it allowed me to, sometimes when you're in silence, have you ever, like, walked around by yourself somewhere and just kind of, like, looked at different things, and you're not talking to anybody? Because when you're talking to somebody, you're kind of busy doing that, and so you don't get a chance to really take in everything. You miss a lot of details. And
right.
So for me, I was by myself. Nobody really spoke the language. Everybody I asked was like, "Ah, no, you know, I don't speak English, whatever." And so I got a chance to just really dig down and see the details of the culture and everything. And so that was a really good experience for me. I really enjoyed it. I wouldn't want to live there, but that was probably like one of my favorite trips I've ever been on because, you know, it was just like a challenge. But I made it through, and I got back safe. So, yeah, I really enjoyed Japan. So.
Okay. Japan, that sounds like an awesome trip. Add that to my bucket list.
Yeah, Japan is pretty cool. They got the little speedy trains, the bullet trains over there. And there were some hot chicks over there in Japan, too. They had a little fashion, you know. They dress a little different, but, you know, I was keeping up the ladies in Japan, trying to see what they was all about.
How were they? How are the ladies in Japan?
I mean, it's not for everybody, you know. It's just different. It's different. But I'm open. I like all cultures, all nationalities, you know. I don't discriminate. So, you know, everybody wasn't sexy, but I definitely saw a few little cuties while I was over there. So,
yeah, I know that's right.
Yeah.
No, so that's
see,
right.
See
but
beauty
guess what?
In all cultures, you know.
You said what?
I said I see beauty in all cultures and all human beings. So.
And that's all that matters.
Yeah, yeah.
See, you keep saying the good stuff. See what I'm saying? I'm gonna have to keep on adding on to my list. 10 reasons why I love her. Boom. Just keeping it real, man. I like that. Keep it humble. I like that. You know, we definitely about to do what we came here to do, what you came here to do, because everybody is like, put it on! You know what I'm saying? So,
that's cool.
I'm
so happy they stayed awake, you know. To
oh,
like,
yeah. You got, I'm going to keep it real with you. It's a lot of people listening to you right now. This is just people that are calling in. We don't even know what it looks like off the airwaves, people that's listening via the web, but I'm letting you know that you have a big turnout.
Man, I love y'all. All y'all, for real. That's awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you so, so much.
Nice turnout. Let's go to these phone lines, 830-469-TALK.
Did you say 830-469? Hello. Hey, y'all. Hey, Casey and Teddy.
Hey.
What up, Sin Q, right?
That's right. Who is this that I have
this
the pleasure?
This is Crystal. Thank you for asking my question.
That was a great question. That was a great question. I had to think on
Thank
that one.
Thank you so much.
I had to think on that one for a little bit.
Huh?
I had to think about that one for a little bit. That one had me. I wasn't sure what the answer was. So, you know, that was a good question.
Thank you so much. I just feel like you are a very humble person. You very real. You down to earth. Basically, all the questions that I was going to ask, they pretty much asked the questions, like, in the beginning, the introduction and everything. And so I just like the experience of being a part of your journey with everything that you are doing. You encourage a lot of men and women out there, and I swear you encourage me so much to do a lot of things that I've been kind of, like, holding off doing. And I want to thank you for that. Everything that you're doing is just so genuine. Like, even when you answering the questions and stuff, it's just so genuine. And I love it. I just, you know, even, you know, like with your grandma, my grandmother passed away in 2012. I don't know if you remember me telling you that, like, in one of our inboxes, one of the things that you share probably on Instagram. But I do
remember that, yeah. Sorry. And again, I'm sorry for your loss. I know I have said that before, but I am.
Thank you. Thank you so much. When I see you and your grandma, I just think about my great-grandmother. Before she passed away, she was just she raised me and all my cousins in the family. Like, she raised all of us, and she was just a really good person, a good woman. And I think the question that I have for you is, like, something that I'm experiencing right now within my family is my grandmother. Like, how do you get – I don't know how it was with your family. I don't want to really go deep with it, but I really would like my family to come together to be there for my grandmother, to support her. And I don't live out there where she is. I would like to be a support system to her, and I really don't know how to get the family to come together to be there for her, like, when everybody is in different places. Is there any kind of advice or anything that you can share with me on, you know, and me being able to be a part of her life in ways?
So you live in a different state than she does?
No, I don't live in a different state. I just live in a different city.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember me telling you I stay in Urbana, because I know that you had shared that you
right.
had went to school out here.
In Champaign, right, exactly.
Yeah.
In like city. And so your grandmother is close to you, but some other people are not as close.
Yeah, a lot of, I'm not going to lie, a lot of her kids do live in Chicago. They do live in Chicago, but I'm just praying for the whole situation because I can't be there. I work a lot, and I can't be there like I would like to be there, and I wish I could. But she's supposed to be going to Texas next month with my mom, and I hope that I'm praying that she actually doesn't want to come back. I'm praying that she just wants to stay out there because I think my mother would rather her be closer to her in Texas because she can keep a close eye on her and, you know, take her out. That's something that she's missing. She's lacking, you know, just getting out, getting fresh air, just little things like, you know, like putting fresh sheets on her bed and,
right.
you know, cooking her, you know, meals every day. I don't feel like it's an age limit on that. Like, I don't feel like your life's supposed to stop just because you get older. You're still supposed to live until you die, you know.
Right.
It don't stop. So I'm just praying, you know, like right now, because I would love things to get better with everybody going through their personal situations, and I understand that. But at the same time, at the end of the day, I feel like we still should be there for her in different ways. Even if we can't physically be there, just be there for her.
I agree. And, you know, for a while, I was my grandmother stayed with me, and then I moved away for a couple of years to Savannah, and she was up in Chicago. And so we kind of all took turns, and everybody kind of contributes in a different way and does. Like, my aunt is really good with, like, doing her hair and massage, and then I'll, like, be real good with her medical and her health. And my sister's good at, like, you know, all the bills and the medical. And so that's really all you can do is, like, everybody just try to, hopefully everybody just in your family try to contribute in the best way they can, because everybody's not going to be good at every different everything. But as long as everybody's putting that effort forth to give her, you know, the best experience you can, like you said, like clean sheets, things like that, because it's like I have to write in my notebook, like, when did I change her sheets last? Because my sister probably isn't thinking about it. So I start having to keep a notebook with when I change her sheets or when I check her blood sugar or when I, you know, little things like that. And it sounds like you're a leader in the family because you're thinking about all those things and maybe somebody isn't. And so maybe what I've found is a lot of times when I do things, my sister or my aunt maybe hadn't been thinking about that, and then they'll start doing it. So it's like you kind of lead by example because maybe they weren't thinking about those things. So so it's like you thinking about it in the right way, and you might just have to start doing some things. You can't force people to do is what I've learned, and that's one thing that when I said my world was crashing and I was chaotic and cursing, I was trying to force people to do stuff because I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm a leader. I was trying to, like, make them do things, and the more I did mm-hmm. that, it was causing me stress, and then they would rebel. They wouldn't do it on purpose. So then I just started doing my own thing. I was like, well, I'm going to write down every time I give her a bath. I'm going to write down every time I wash her hair. And then they see that, and then they're like, damn, I should have been doing that, you know. So you just kind of lead by example, and then they either feel guilty or they like, damn, that's a good idea that she has, you know. And you do the best that you can. Now, when she moved to Texas, it might be kind of hard because you're further away. You're in Urbana. But
yeah,
mm-hmm.
Well, I'm thinking about relocating out there. It's probably going to be leaning towards next year. I'm trying to prep and plan right now.
Right.
I do want to live closer to my mom.
Right.
But
so that's for the family, and just, you know, if you can't talk to them and get them to, like, all everybody pitch in and do it, then you just do it yourself. And then, you know, what you'll find is people like, damn, that's a good idea. Or I should have been
yeah.
doing that. And then they'll
yeah. and they kind of like follow suit, so to speak. I agree with you totally, and that's what I was in preparation to do. I guess I just needed confirmation on it, but that's what I do want to start doing that, and I definitely am, because I've learned that, you know, telling people, you know, showing and actually telling are two different things. When you show people, then they'll look at that more so than you actually saying something to them.
Right. Yeah, if you try to force them, because that's what I was, you know, like, y'all need to do this, you need to do that, don't put no sugar in this house. You know, I was being like a drill sergeant, and they're like, fuck you, you know, who are you? And then I said, you know what? I'm going to just show them how. Instead, she was on blood sugar medicine, and it was like she was on diabetes medicine. It was like 150. And then I just started getting it down. And now it's like about 100, 110, you know. And then they like, oh, wow, you know. So now they like watching their sugar and doing all this and stuff. And you know, we're all human adults. We get defensive. But sometimes we just have to use a different approach. And it's less stressful for everybody, you know.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you, and I appreciate you, too.
Yeah, and I'll be praying for your situation, you know, because I definitely know what you're going through.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in. I really, really appreciate that.
Oh, no problem. That's what's up. You have a wonderful evening. Y'all take care.
All right, you too. Good night.
Good night.
All right. Next caller, area code 407-285. Talk.
Hello. Thank you. Hey.
How are you? This is Alicia from Facebook. How are you?
Oh, Alicia, how are you? Thank you for calling.
I'm doing well, and I told you I was going to call in, and before I ask my questions, I just want to tell you I do watch your Facebook account and read it every day, as you know, and it definitely brightens up my day. It makes me laugh. And before I go to bed, I always read your final words of the evening, and it just helps me even when I'm having a bad day. So I just want to let you know, you crack me up.
Really? I had no idea because you cracked me up, too.
I know. I'm just, I don't know. I guess I'm a little entertainer myself. I like to make people laugh as well because, you know, life is not always fun and funny. So I just like to make people smile and crack up and say, she is absolutely crazy.
Yeah. Well, you do a good job at that. And I think people probably say the same about me. They like, that girl is crazy. What is wrong with her?
And you one day said, you think I have a database of all kinds of crazy pictures. You're right, I do. I do.
But that's cool. It took work to build that. If anybody looks at my post, Alicia, instead of writing a good comeback for, like, anything I say, she'll post a picture that's perfectly related to the situation. And so she cracks me up. Sometimes I'm like, I turn on my phone, I just got off a flight, and I'm, you know, about to go do the walk around, and I see it, and I just start cracking up, and then my captain is looking at me like, what the hell is she laughing about? I'm like, this is Alicia.
Absolutely. Well, that's what I do. I'm quick with my hands, too, so I have to sometimes snatch them off of Google right quick, a good picture. Okay,
that's a lesbian trait, to be quick with your hands. I'm just playing.
So I hear. 20 years of experience. Hey, what can I say? Okay, I have my questions for you. I want to know, let me see. You know what? I've always wondered, how did you get that scar on your chin?
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you asked that because this other lady on my Instagram asked me, and I told her she had to stay awake, and I'm sure she's in the bed by now. But, okay. I wish I had some exciting war story to tell you guys, but when I was 2 or 3, I had a little cousin that was like 2 or 3, and we were playing together, and she cut me with, from what I understand, it's like a piece of glass or like the little top off of a pop can or something like that. So she cut me, I got stitches, and because my head got significantly bigger since I was 2, like my head is so much bigger now, it grew with me, and it kind of stretched, and so that's how that happened. It was a childhood accident gone wrong. Nothing exciting, no gangster blood crip stories or anything like that, but just my little cousin cut me when I was 2, so that's how I got the scar.
Okay. Well, I have one on my forehead, too, so I noticed that right away.
Oh, you did? And so I had to get stitches, yeah, but it kind of stretched as I got older, so.
Now here's another question, and I just wanted to know, what's the craziest thing that a fan has done, and have any of them ever recognized you while you were on your job?
I had some rampers that were just like straight males that while I was walking around the plane trying to make sure nothing was wrong with the plane, they're like, you look familiar, you know. And I'm like, oh, shoot. And I'm like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. And I keep looking around the plane because I try not to mix my job with the film stuff, even though it's nothing bad that I'm doing. But that's not the crazy situation. The only crazy thing, I've had somebody, like, get upset with me and, like, curse me out of my inbox. But for the most part, I don't really have too much, you know, crazy stuff that goes on, you know. I had somebody one time that was interested in me that I had liked some of their pictures, and they told me to, they text me, and they were like, go online and unlike everything you ever liked. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know what I liked of yours in the past month, you know? And they said, well, I made it easy for you. I made a list so you could go on my Facebook page and unlike everything that you ever liked. And I was like, I'm not doing this shit. So that's probably the craziest thing that ever happened. And so I said, girl, I'm not doing that. You better go on with that, you know. And I was like, that was crazy. But I was like, why don't you just unfriend me or block me or something, or, I don't know, blow me up, whatever. Why you don't just do that? And she's like, it's still, the likes are still going to be there, and it's going to annoy her. So I'm like, well, I can't help you with that. I'm not doing that. That's crazy, you know.
I have one last question that I'm off the line, I promise. I know that you watch Orange is the New Black. I wanted to know, who is your favorite character, and if you would ever like to be on that show?
I would love to be on that show. Oh, my gosh. Like, somebody said they were looking for extras. I would even like to be an extra in the lunch line getting some lunch.
Actually,
you know?
I'm
you
the
know?
One who said that, as a matter of fact. They are looking for it. I actually have the information on that, FYI.
Oh, really? Did they already have it? Did they have the casting call already?
They've been shooting for the past about 2 to 3 weeks. I was actually thinking about flying up to New York to be on there as well. So.
Yeah, I would love to be just anything. Just be like, you know, when the camera passes by in the bathroom or something, be sitting on the toilet, you know. So, I just want to be a part of it. It's just an awesome show. They have really good writers. Hopefully everybody here has seen at least one episode of Orange is the New Black. But I already finished season 2, and I'm waiting on season 3. But it's pretty cool. But I might have to check that out. And then my favorite character, I don't know, I think this season, what's her name? Is it Puse? Is that how you pronounce it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think she did an awesome job. Like, her acting was just on point, you know? So I won't give any of it away, but she did a good job. And I like that little meth head. She's pretty good, too. Kentucky. Yeah, those are my two favorite characters, so. But, yeah, I'd love to be on that show, just sitting on the toilet while they come in the bathroom. I don't even have to say nothing. I'm just going to be a part, you know, be a part of something great. You know?
Well, I'd like to. Actually, you know what, maybe I'll post it online so you can see it, because I know you don't, you know, read your inbox. But maybe I can post it on there so you can see where the where you can become an extra on there. Maybe if you have time, you can get up to New York.
Yeah, I would appreciate that. I definitely, my next day off, I'll be up there like, yeah, I could sit on the toilet real good. Y'all want to see? They're like, nah. Well, thanks, Alicia. Well, I appreciate you calling, and thanks for keeping me laughing and for all your support. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and I'll continue to send you crazy pictures and make you laugh.
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, area code 706-662, talk.
Hello?
Oh, my gosh, it's Sin Q Tang of Steadville TV. Hi.
This is a Sherry, this is Sherry.
This would be Sheree of Steadville TV. How are you?
I'll be butchering your name. This is Sheree Johnson of Steadville TV, everyone. This is...
Oh, my gosh.
Hello.
Hey, KC, how you doing?
Hey, all right, and you?
I'm good. Thank you. Just want to say it's a great honor to have you a part of the cast. You do a great job playing Tatum, and we appreciate everything you do for Studville TV. And, you know, it was a great honor of highlighting your career on the show. That's something I was inspired by and intrigued by with you. So just wanted to say it was a great honor to highlight that, a lesbian pilot that's big in my eyes. So you do a great job on Studville TV. I'm listening to all the questions of your fans, so I'm just going to throw a question out there for you to answer so your lady fans can appreciate this. Do you wear boxers or briefs?
Oh, actually, boxer briefs, baby.
Okay.
I kind of like meshed the two together, you know.
Okay. I really don't
know.
I was just asking.
I thought you were going to buy me something for my birthday or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Wait on that.
I like
plenty
pink.
Of folks on the phone who going to get you some boxes now.
Pink is my favorite color.
Yeah, okay. I hear you with the little hints and stuff.
I like pink. No, I'm just playing.
No, but I appreciate
being part of your show. I have fun every time I come down there and film with you all. I know it's short. I usually pop in and pop out, but I have a blast, and I love being part of the show. And what I like most that, you know, like I was saying earlier, a lot of people watch these shows and they relate to them because they don't have a big support system at home or, like, within their circle of friends. But what I liked about your show, and I like other shows too, but is you show how that the lesbians and studs actually have professions, you know, like professional jobs. Like you have an architect on the show, a teacher, you got a firefighter, you got a pilot, you know, you have an attorney, you know, femmes and studs. And so that's pretty cool that you bring that element and you have people that are praying, you know, before they eat. They say, I love you. So it's really positive. And, you know, it's just a different side of things. I think all the shows that are out there are great because they show different sides. There's some that have more of a hood element, which a lot of people can relate to. And so your show has that side of it. And so that's what's
right.
Great about it. So,
and just, you know, just with the fans, everybody have different tastes. Everybody lives different lifestyles, you know. And, again, you know, the show is based on, you know, me and my crew. So, you know, that's our lifestyle. So some people can relate to it. Some people can't, you know. But each to their own. You know, I stay with web series, and I support them all. But I stay with web series is like, you know, your cell phone carrier. You know, you can pick Verizon. You can pick AT&T. But they all coexist. You know what I'm saying? You get Sprint. But everybody coexists. You just stay in your own lane. You know, you support your movie, Life Under the Rainbow. You do a great job of promoting all of the web series, not only the ones that.
Hello?
Oh, yeah. Hello? Uh-oh, I think we lost her.
All right, well, we definitely log her back in when she gets back.
But we know where she was born with that. We know where she was born with that message.
Yeah, exactly.
There's
that's
a
just
low
like, you know, I told you the other day, you know, when you came in and you supported District Heat, you know, that I was like, wow, you know, you normally don't see too many people do that. And for you to do that and you support everybody, like I said before, that's plus another top 10 where I love you because you just keep it real and you're humble.
Oh,
I mean,
man,
I know everybody
not...
online is going to tell you that because it's true.
I love
definitely.
District Heat. And them sex scenes in District Heat. Ooh-wee. If y'all haven't seen
that's,
District Heat, y'all got to check it out. So.
Oh, y'all got Starville TV got some sex scenes too now.
Yeah, right. We got some sex scenes too. So. But it's like something for everybody out there. And then
right.
Some people like
right.
Me, I grew up in the south side of Chicago. So sometimes my mood is where I want a little hood District Heat, and then sometimes I want the little WLTV professional, you know. So some people like a little bit of everything, you know. So that's what's great. It's never about a competition because there's something for everybody out there, and you can mix and match depending on your mood, you know.
Exactly. Like I dig both. I dig both of you plus between women. Definitely my top three when it comes down to. And I is not one better than the other. Like you said, it's something that we all can identify in each web series. Like it's something that we can say, oh my goodness, yes, I'm going through this right now. I've been through that, you know. So it's definitely number one, the whole three of y'all in my book. That's just how I feel about it. We definitely gonna hit this next caller. 757 is from Virginia. 757-320. Talk.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
This is Renee Berry. I'm on your Instagram as one of your friends.
Hey, Renee. How you doing?
Hey. Good. I'm calling from Arizona, and my question is, what do you do with your friends that may not be as successful as you? My wife is an executive in the medical industry, and I own 7 escort services, so we both are pretty successful. And it gets kind of awkward when we go out with our friends or we want to go on vacation with them. Some of them financially aren't in the same, I guess, category as us. Do you ever have that problem with any of your friends now that you've, you know, become a pilot and have some success?
Nah, because pilots are broke. Pilots, there's a website called We'll Fly for Food. No, I'm just kidding. But seriously, though, a lot of, you know, like right now I'm still kind of like the pilot career is trying to take off. There's a lot of potential where I could make a ton of money. But even still, I have, like, I was thinking about this today, and it's like, you know, I have friends that could go to the club with, drink in the car, and I could, like, go into, like, a little hood club with, you know. Then I have some friends where we could go to Paris and we could eat some escargot and we could, like, you know, do some tours. So it's like, I don't know, I just feel like I have friends for different occasions. And then I have some friends that I would like to have some different experiences with. And maybe they're not able to financially, you know, when I'm able to. But if I'm financially able and they're a good enough friend of mine, then maybe I would be able to sponsor them if they're a true friend. But I just have friends for different things at different occasions, you know, and I just kind of work it like that. And it kind of works out like that. And I have a lot of straight friends, too, that are in the airline industry. And, you know, like hopefully like in a couple, like 2 months, we're going to go to Germany with some of my straight friends. And then we'll like hang out in Frankfurt, you know, and do some things there. And there's some people on my Facebook that are with the airlines. You know, so I just kind of like, maybe I'm not able to do some of the bigger things with other people. And I'm still around myself. You know, just because I'm a pilot doesn't mean, like, I'm rich. There are some rich pilots out there, but I'm not one of them. I will be. But at this time, that I'm not. But I just try to, like, you know, I have different friends and associates for different things. But that's awesome. I'm so happy that that you and your wife have success, and you know, and so maybe it's that situation where you just kind of like have, you know, meet different people out there that are able to do certain things, you know, financially, and then you do those events with those people, and then if not, you just kind of like do the other things with the other friends. Or maybe you don't want to sponsor too much, because, you know, that could lead to where people think that you always have to, you know, pay their way for certain things. But.
Right, exactly. I think that's the thing that is the toughest, is because we do have friends from all walks of life, and we have just as much fun going and hanging out, getting a 99-cent cone from Dairy Queen as we do jumping on a plane and going on some vacation. I think the thing that I've noticed, probably because I'm a little bit older in my 40s, is that with the technology now, with like the social media and stuff, a lot of your friends that may not have known some things about you obviously know now when you can post pictures of where you're going or where you've been or who you're hanging out with. And so it just puts me in an uncomfortable position sometimes where if I post a picture, I have to, like, really be careful because I get those same friends from when I was growing up in a humble military, you know, family that are like, oh, take me with you, or, oh, I want to meet this person, or I think I've talked to you before about, you know, my brother is a film director, and he's had some success, and so, you know, I get to ride on his coattails and go do fun things, and it just makes for uncomfortable situations sometimes when my friends are, like, hitting me up, oh, can I go, or get me a ticket, or, you know, so it makes it tough, so I didn't know if you had that, especially with your success with, like, Life Under the Rainbow and people reaching out to you now and knowing your face, maybe not knowing you, but knowing your face, if you have people that are, like, inboxing you, like, oh, take me with you, you know, reaching for the stars. So
I get people that think for some reason, because I work for the airline industry, and they just don't know, because back in the day, there used to be really good perks where you could get people buddy passes and tickets and stuff like that. But people, like, I swear they were like, I had at least 5 to 10 people a week asking me about tickets, and I'm like, man, if you get a deal, let me know, because I ride free because I have my badge and my pilot license, so I could get on any airline and go anywhere I want, and if I go international, I only pay, like, usually no more than $50.
Right.
You know, these are $3,000 tickets, but I couldn't afford that on my own, you know? Like, that's expensive and stuff, so I think people, it's not their fault. They just think that they think pilot, or they think, you know, plane tickets, and then you, oh, let me get the hookup. But it's like, man, I have people from high school and elementary school that I grew up with. If I did have a hookup, I would give it to them. I'm not going to give it to somebody that I don't even know or I just
know.
So, but it's not, it's just human nature. They just, you know, tickets are expensive. And so I don't get mad about it. I just like, man, I'm sorry I can't help you with that, you know. And the airlines have become so cheap nowadays, they don't give us hardly any perks or benefits, you know. But that's the only thing that I see is, like, people ask me, oh, you work for, you a pilot? you got a ticket? And I'm like, dude, I don't have a ticket. I don't have, like, a ticket machine in my back pocket, you know. But it's just because people don't know. You know, I don't get mad about it. But
yeah,
just,
for sure.
And yeah, they just got to deal with it. Like, just because you go to Rome or whatever doesn't mean that, you know, that you owe them a trip to Rome, you know.
Right. Well, thanks
you
for taking my question.
Yeah, you go broke trying to pay for it. And I know your brother is doing it. It's like on rugby, right? He's doing it. Or
yeah,
is it
my
like...
brother's. Yeah. My brother's first film. Well, really quickly, my brother's first film was a movie called Michael with John Travolta. He was an angel. I don't know if you ever saw the movie. It wasn't popular. But he played a drunk angel and all of this. That was my brother's first movie. And then I'm one of 11 children, and three of us came out that we were obviously gay, and my brother was just like, I need to do something, and the only thing I know how to do is write and make movies. And so he wrote this movie called Dropkick. And so it's, you know, a tale about two women that are in love and their families don't understand, and it's kind of like a dark comedy, but it deals with a lot of, you know, real life situations. So we're in the middle of doing that, and it's going to go in for the, you know, all the film festivals and stuff. So hoping
cool.
to still get you into one of the parts if you can ever make it out to the West Coast.
Yeah, let me know. You know, I'll hop on the plane on my off days and definitely check that out. And then for anybody on the line, you said the Facebook, I saw the Facebook page, it's under, you said Dropkick, right?
Yeah, Dropkick.
Yeah, it looks like a really interesting story. So if anybody, you know, Googles that or searches it online and finds it, definitely like the page and support it, you know.
Yeah, I'll inbox you my email and my phone number, and we can hook it up so that we can get you into the movie.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for calling in and staying up so late with us. Appreciate that.
Sure. You guys have a good night. Thanks, Casey.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
You too.
All right, area code 219-239, tell.
Hi, thank you. How are you?
Who is this?
Heather.
Hey, Heather, how you doing? See, I know all these folks from my Facebook page.
You better. actually, Casey, they asked, like, all the right questions. And hello, Casey, how are you?
How are you?
I'm good. I said I was going to call in and mess with my Facebook friend and be a groupie because I didn't have any questions to ask her. But I actually sat and thought about a few. So my question is, yeah, I did, right? my question is, I know that, you know, you kind of went through a little thing with a breakup and such, but my question is that are you pursuing anyone at this time? Are you single? Are you dating? Do you even have time to date?
I am single, and I'm not pursuing anybody. I don't even know, like, in terms of time, how I could give anybody, like, what I gave when I was in a relationship. Because when I am in a relationship, I like to give my all, you know. And right now, I feel like people would get cheated. So, I'm single. I'm not pursuing anybody. Not really interested because I just feel like they would get cheated right now, like interested in pursuing something serious. I was, you know, because I said I was going to be real and keep it real with this. I did have a little thing going on with somebody earlier in the year, but it was just like, you know, like no strings attached type stuff. But I don't know. I think that's just not really for me. It's just, that's just not who I am. You know, I tried that. They had other stuff going on, and it didn't. I just wasn't comfortable with it. So I'm like, well, I'm going to just chill for a little bit and just do me again, you know. But,
yep. I understand, fully.
Yeah, I just enjoy, like, being able to talk. You know, because sometimes when you're in a relationship, people are jealous. And I just enjoy being able to talk to everybody. You know, y'all know, anytime I'm on Facebook, anything I say, it's, like, harmless. I'm just having fun with everybody. When I get off my flights, if it's midnight and I'm delayed and it was weather and I had a bad day, it's like right now, you know, if I didn't have a chance to check in with nobody, then I don't have nobody in my ear. Not to say I'm not going to be negative, but it's just like right now my life is so stress-free. Not to say that it would be more stressed, but I guess just right now I'm just not trying to add that element to my life until I'm ready. And I'm just, you know, just kind of having fun, single right now. You know, if I meet somebody and I want to go and take them out to lunch, I could do that. And I don't have to explain that to nobody, you know.
True, true. And I also wanted to know if you're working on any other projects right now, like besides My Face, Studsville, clearly.
The episode 8 I think is coming out either next week or the week after, so it should
it's
be in the next
Sunday
week.
It's next
said
week.
That but you know I don't like to I don't want to say that and then something happened like a technical error, so yeah, it's supposed to be this Sunday. I'm not in episode 8 because I'm traveling, so I wasn't in this episode, not traveling in real life, but I'm just not in this episode, but episode 9 and 10, which will be the last two, I'll be in those two. And one of those two will reveal who my secret girlfriend
is. Yeah, I'm not going to ask, clearly, because I know you're not going to reveal
everybody
that.
Everybody knows.
Yeah.
And I've been reading, I'm like, okay, that's what your theory is, okay. That's what you
think. Yeah, I'm just going to give her some cooking lessons. Whoever she is. You know.
Yeah, my little dry waffles and my eggs. They were I was trying to, you know, drink some water and get those down. But that was just
if you ever had to show how good your acting skills were, you showed it that day.
I was like, oh girl, this is so good.
Right.
Yeah, no syrup. Yeah, we didn't have a chance. We were supposed to stop at IHOP before we filmed.
I know.
So that was the reason. That's not a clue into who my girlfriend is, that she can't cook. That was just casting, not a casting thing, but a production thing. You know, it was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon when we filmed that, and we like, shit, we should have went to IHOP and got a big breakfast. So we just went
something.
Egg or waffles and some eggs, a big old plate of like 4 eggs. And a bottle of water, and I was like, girl, this is so good. What it is. So some of y'all didn't see the episode, but Heather is trying to clown on my girlfriend's cooking skills because she made me some Eggo waffles and some dry eggs.
Yes, honey.
No cheese, nothing.
No butter.
No butter, no cheese. And I
got
to have
no pepper or nothing. It was just,
nothing, just so dry. Like,
And
our fans
didn't have the audacity not to give you any juice. That was just, it was too much.
No,
right? Did you get water?
No coffee. But I was still in love, though. That's all that matters. That's all that matters.
Yes. Well, I'm not going to keep you because I know that there are so many other people out there that have questions and would like to get a chance to talk to you. And I'm hometown, so clearly I can just, you know, heat you up. So thank you, and continue on. I'll continue listening, and you guys have a good night.
All right,
you
have
too.
A good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, 850-483 South Sewell.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, so guess who it is? It's Kayla Sean.
Kayla. Oh, what's up? That's a Cola, right?
Yes, your little Sophie.
I know y'all. See? I feel special. I see y'all. How you doing?
I'm glad to finally be talking to you. I've been waiting this whole time.
Well, thank you. And next time I'm in Pensacola, I'm definitely so you pronounce it Kayla Sean, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I have to tell everybody about you. So she's like, I look at her like my little aviation sister because she works at the Tuskegee. Is it the Tuskegee or Naval Air Museum in Pensacola?
The Naval Air Base.
Naval Air Base, and they have an awesome museum. And next time I'm down there, hopefully I could come by there and check it out. But she runs a camp with children and inspires them to get involved with aviation. So, you know. And I also did a very silly selfie contest with her. So she's awesome. She's awesome. And thank you for staying up so late to chat with me. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I also wanted to say hello, Casey, and thank you so much for letting her be on your show, because I know that there are multiple people who get to see her face on Facebook and Instagram, but we don't get to hear her sexy voice like that. So, you know, you did us all a favor.
Well, hello to you too as well, and I'm glad that I was here to help.
Okay, so last dumb thing I really want to say is, obviously, I really support you. And yes, I know that I am in the category of low sis right now, but I've also been listening to your convo talking about how, you know, you're going to get cheaper, you know, down the line. And, you know, since I'm in college right now, I graduate in 2 years, I am going to be in the military as a second lieutenant because I'm already contracted with the Army. So, you know, down the line, when I get a little 2 years in age, because, you know, I'm only 21, but that's okay. But when I get that 2 years and I graduate, we're going to go take some little trips, and I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to pay for everything since you said that you want to get a little cheaper. And then, you know, we're going to go from there, from the friend zone, and you can be like, I really like her. And then we're going to be together, and it's going to be perfect.
We got our life planned. I got a sugar mama in the making, but she's like 15 years younger than me.
No, really, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. At least I'm legal.
That's true. And you know what? You have a plan. So you got a plan.
Yes. Yes. Veterinary military.
And you're going to be an officer, so you'll probably be bossing me around and shit, telling me
no,
to pick up
see,
garbage.
We're bossing people around together.
KC, you know how the military women, they'll be like, Did you run my bath water like I told you to? I'll be in the house. Did you cook them eggs like I told you to?
See, it won't be like that, though, because I want you to be in control. It'll turn me on with you being in control. I'm in control at work.
Right.
You run everything.
That's what they say in the beginning.
Yeah, I know, right? And they turn to something else. I don't know.
Well, like everybody say, I can show you better than I can tell you. But next time you're in Pensacola, I'm definitely taking you out. You know you wanted those wings. So I already done scoped out the little wing place, so everything is perfect. And we're definitely going to go to the beach and the aviation camp.
All right, Pensacola, we're going to hang out.
Yes. Well, I'm going to let you go, and I'm glad I got to hear your sexy voice because I got to go to bed at 4 o'clock to get back to work. So I hope you have a great night. And right now, it's a friendly I love you, but, you know, down the line, when we're together, it'll be a for real one.
Well, have a good night. Man, you stayed up till 12 to talk to me. I feel special. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Thank you so much. Have a good night, though.
Ladies.
All right, 832 Fab Now Talk.
Hey.
What's up? Who this is? Who this is?
I had to take you off speaker. I'm sorry. I was just on your Instagram. I was like, please answer 832-590. Like, hoping that we should, like,
you on my Instagram? Who is this?
Yeah. This is Lila Tubella. On Instagram.
Who is it? I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
On Instagram, on Mommy Too Bella. I don't too much get on Facebook, Casey, I appreciate you finding me and friending me on Facebook, and yeah, that's what's up. Now I'm talking to, I cannot pronounce
your
name.
Thank you, Mama Too Bella. Hey, y'all need to follow her, M-A-M-I.
You do follow me. What are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about everybody else, M-A-M-I, 2 T-O-O,
no.
Bella.
M-A-M-I underscore T-O-O underscore B-E-L-L-A.
Y'all need to follow her. She got 42,000 followers, and she follows me back. I feel special. Let me see what's going on the spot.
I don't even know how you found me, and I was just watching Studville, and then I swear to God, like, when I stopped watching Studville, I was like, damn, she fine. And then next, you know, I wake up the next day and I'm like, well, you know, not wake up, but the next day comes and I see my TL and I'm like, hold on, what?
Because like, I heard you say I was fine, and so I followed you because of that.
No, how you? Oh, wait, on YouTube? Nah, you a lie, because I don't have the same SN on YouTube.
I'm about to mess with you now. Let me see what's on. She said, I need a blunt and some head. Hey.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Let's see. And she got 290 likes on that. So y'all need to follow this woman right here. What else she got? I'm about to just pick three pictures. she got our girl on there that's on Seville TV, Kim Joyce Music.
Yeah, that's my baby. That's my girl. Kim Joyce.
That's right. That
Shani right there, she's mad cool. Like, the man, the coolest person, and she's dope as a singer, too.
Yep.
Yeah. Studville opened up a lot of doors. I give it to Studville. Studville, I promote, well, you know, not paingly, but I have a lot of followers. I never intended to have, you know, so many followers. I've only been on Instagram for, like, a year. And so whenever, you know, shit, if somebody needs promotion and I know they have the talent, I'm going to do that. Because, you know, it's a lot of people following me, so you never know who's watching.
You got a good page. You got a fun page. You promote other people, and you got some beautiful pics on there. So that's why I followed you. So. And I'm glad to connect with you.
And I'm so glad you connected with me. I really didn't have a question. I just want to say you sexy as hell. I'm being hella thirsty right now. Like, I need some water. I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing like these ladies are doing. Like, oh, let me just make up some shit in my head real fast and ask you something. No, I just called to say, like, you sexy as hell. I love what you're doing on Studville. I'm not going to ask you whose feet are in your face or nothing like that because I know you're not going to say nothing. I'm not going to ask any of those questions because, you know, I know the game is not going to be given up. So other than that, I do have a question, though. How would you – okay, I'm a femme. I've never, ever dated a stud. You know, I'm 30, so when growing up, my idea of a stud is touching that. You know, they want, you know, hair and, you know, they grow hair in their armpits and all that, and I'm – so allergic to hair, it's not even funny. So now that, you know, these studs are coming out, you know, they doing their thing.
They shave now. They got razors.
No, they doing wax. I know a couple of studs that are waxing. I'm like, yo,
for real? Like
hair
wax?
And all that.
Bikini?
Yeah, no, and boo-boo. Brazilian, like from front to back.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think that's so freaking sexy. So, yeah, my question is.
Go ahead, ask it. Put me in the hot seat. What you got?
What you looking like? You know,
well,
are you the king?
Do I have, or do my carpet match my, what they be asking back in the day? Carpet match my curtain?
I don't know what your curtain look like, though.
I got like a little, I don't know, a Gumby right now going on. And it's shaved on the sides. So maybe it does.
Oh, you got it like, you know, how you like to ride, you know, how you like to fly a plane so you have, like, the landing strip?
I don't have a Brazilian wax. I didn't go to that extent. But it's neat.
All right. All right.
But what was, that anybody, really wasn't my question. I kind of threw that in low-key.
That's cool. I said anybody could call, ask me whatever, and I'll answer it. But yeah, I think my curtains kind of match my carpet. I have to say that. Even though I need a haircut right now.
Oh, you know what? Do you know Flawless Oz? Have you ever heard of Flawless Oz? Flawless Oz. She promotes a lot. She was at Pride New York. You know, this past June. You know, she hosted for Kim Joyce, Temper. Not sure. You know, I love Temper. I love Kim Joyce. So that's the only ones that are popping up in my head. But she has a club out here, and she just opened up called Oz. If you're ever in Houston, you should you should come out, because it's a gay, you know, club. We don't have too many gay clubs in Houston, so that's what really sucks. So whenever, you know,
You're in Houston?
Yeah, I'm in Houston.
Okay. All right. I have to keep that in mind. I'm definitely I've been in Houston. I think I've been a couple of times, but I haven't been this year. So we go to Dallas for work and some other places.
Nah, that's whack. You didn't come to Houston.
All right. I'll keep that in mind. Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
Now, my question is, since I've never dated a stud, what would I got body. You know, not a lot of studs can handle, you know, body and, you know, all that. They want them little skinny chicks. So, you know, plus size, I'm very proud of you, plus size woman. Why? Why do y'all only date small chicks?
That's not true. Who said that?
That is true. Every stud I see is like there was like somebody really, really small, and I'm like, really? Like we could do so much more.
I think the curvy girls be running things nowadays, you know. But I think it just depends on a person's preference. But I see curvy girls on a map. They be like making a presence out here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, like, it depends more, like, the older I get is more, like, personality, you know. I'm not saying, like, I'm stuck on a particular size or whatever. But it's just more, like, personality. And then looks is important, but it's second to me, you know. Like, I've met some beautiful women. I don't care what their size are. And I've met some people that are straight, use my language, but, like, assholes. And I can't stand that. It's like you could get in a car accident any day and mess up your face.
True.
And then what? Are you going to walk around cocky like you acting now? No. So it's like, you got to, like, you can't be acting like that because, you know, God could take anything away from you. You might be blessed with beauty or blessed with a beautiful, you know, slim body, but at the same time, it's like that could be taken away at any time. And really, it's, like, all about, like, health, like, inside. Because somebody could be, like, you know how they say curvy girls, but then being really good health, they might eat right and exercise, and it might just be genes or hereditary. And that's just how they built. That's just their bone structure or whatever. So for me, it's more important, like, the personality, what you like to do. I was thinking about that, like, a few days ago. I was like, I need somebody who, when I do start dating, that, you know, that could be, like, go visit, like, people from the hood with me, but then the next day be, like, at a yacht party. You know what I'm saying? That's just versatile and flexible. Because that's me. That's how I am. I could be, like, rolling through Chicago on King Drive, driving by the projects, you know, eating some chicken in the car, and then the next day I might be, like, hanging out with, you know, whatever, Becky and Sue at the yacht party. You know, that's just how I am. So I can't have nobody that's got their nose all stuck up in the air because they're like, I don't want to hang around these people, you know, in a dirty house, whatever. And then, you know, not know how to mix and mingle with the, you know, with the rich and famous. So it's just, for me, it's not like size, but I do like people that enjoy like cultural diversity, cultural activities like art, galleries.
So hint, you know, FYI, I'm Puerto Rican, you feel me? So,
Okay. Okay. I heard y'all be Puerto Rican. Like, that's just what I heard.
Yeah, you know, since you're talking about cultures and stuff, I can show you some things, you know. I'm kind of fitting that description that you looked for.
Right. I dated a girl, she's from Somalia, and oh my gosh, you know what I love most is she taught me so much about like Arabic culture and like Somalian culture and different stuff that I didn't know, and then it was stuff that I taught her, you know. And
that
was a beautiful thing. It was a beautiful thing. But I like people that's versatile, that's not bougie, but then could still hang in a bougie environment if we need to go somewhere like that. You know, so just, you know, people that's flexible. But size is not as important, but I do like people that enjoy exercise and health,
They don't have to be in the greatest shape, but as long as you, like, not
you
trying to,
be
like,
healthy.
Right, trying to feed me some pork skins, you know, in the middle of the night and shit.
Oh, I don't eat pork.
Wait,
I don't eat pork.
But you know what I'm saying, like, you know.
I know. I'm so playing with you.
But no, I think
have to
wait. Running shit right now. I don't know. I've been seeing all, like, cute little pictures all over the place. I wouldn't say skinny girls getting all the studs. I don't think so.
They do. Oh, my God. They do. They're all on TL. I'm like,
Casey, what you think? What you think?
And it'd be like really, really bad looking studs, like fine studs, and they'd be like with these little skinny, ugly-ass chicks. I'm like, really? Like,
well, I don't like nothing that I can't hold on to, so, you know.
Thank you, Casey.
I don't do bones.
Casey. Yeah, that's what's
up. I don't do bones. I like to eat, you know. You can't eat bones.
Okay.
What do you think, Teddy? What do you think? Teddy quiet over there.
Yeah, I think Teddy has got disconnected.
Oh, okay.
All right, honey. Well, I got to wake up. It's 5 a.m., so I'm going to let you all make it. But I just wanted to call in. You know, I'm not just somebody following you on Instagram. You know, I am. I got my ear to the streets, too. So
right.
I will see you on Stevel TV.
All right. Thank you. Have a good night. Enjoy your day tomorrow.
You, too. Bye. Thank you, Casey.
Welcome, sweetheart.
Bye.
Bye. All right. 313-471-SOAK.
Oh, hello, Casey, and hello, St. Tang. How are you guys?
Hello. 313, what area code is that?
I know, right?
Detroit.
That's Philly?
No, Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, Michigan. I thought I recognized. 313, okay.
Yeah, you guys caught me off guard. I'm in the middle of doing homework. Oh, listening. Okay, see, I just started following you because I didn't have, like, your Facebook or anything. So I just started following you on Instagram. You have too many friends on Facebook. I can only follow you. I can't add you as a friend. But I do have a question. First, I do want to say that you are, really sexy. But somebody already asked the question as far as coming up, as far as you come across your fans. So I have, like, two other questions. Your character on Stevel, does, like, is she going to get a bigger role in, like, season 3 or at least in, like, the episode 9 and 10? Is we going to see more of her?
I don't think so. I think my role I was kind of put there, you know how Mook or Logan, they kind of just have, like, we all, like, supporting characters, but the main four characters from season 1 are, like, Fariz, Champ, you got Sean and Tony. I think I mixed up their names, like, between their real names. But you got the main four. And then myself, Mook, and then Brandy, which is Tony Phil's cousin, we like supporting characters. And we just kind of put there, like, for a little bit of extra tease and excitement and drama, you know. But the focus is still, like, on the main four. And so a lot of people are like, oh, can you build the character a little bit more? But I think that it's just because it was a supporting role, we're just kind of put there to add a little extra kind of element to the show.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't even say my name. I'm Ariel, but on Instagram it's Precious Air, Precious Diamond. The reason
okay.
I asked
okay.
that,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I forgot that. I'm a little nervous right now.
It is.
I am. But the reason I ask that is because even with the supporting characters, I want to see you in a sex scene.
Oh, you want to see me in a sex scene? Hmm.
Well, not, like, actually in sex. Like, I date studs. Like, I love studs. And I just wanted to see a little bit of your stomach. But that's just me. And I've seen that when the episode in the bathroom, I was so hoping you didn't have sex with her and you had a girlfriend. But I'm glad.
Oh, the one with the flight attendant?
Yes. I thought it was, like, confusing because I thought she was your girlfriend. And then, like, I started to watch a little bit more.
And actually, I had turned some more people on to Stubville, but that scene there, I was like, oh, thank God she didn't do it. She's not one of those extras that's going to be dogging females out and so forth on the show.
Hey, I'm faithful. I'm not a cheater, you know. I'm a faithful one. Okay, so then you saw me in bed, and you thought I was going to have a sex scene, and I didn't. So I've been teasing you, huh?
Pretty much.
Oh,
like, okay. Pretty, because I'd be curious when you guys are doing that. Like, they're, honestly, like, do some people actually get turned on doing that? Because I know it's just acting. So acting, you know, it looks like you may not have clothes on, but then you do and things like that. That's what I'm more so curious about.
On that one, I think I had on, like, some boxer briefs, but I didn't have on a shirt, but then I put on my shirt. But I don't think I'm going to have a sex scene on this. The other characters do. Have you watched Life Under the Rainbow?
No, actually, because like I said, I just got turned on to you when I started watching Stubville, and, you know, I'm going to, yeah, that's why I was asking about what the website was again, because I wanted to go and buy the by part two, because I see what part one is at. But, like, with my schedule, I'm in school, like, all day, and right now, I'm even sitting here doing homework listening to you guys. So,
congratulations.
I have time.
What you studying? What you studying?
Massage therapy.
Ooh, that's a good major.
Yeah, that field there, I love working with my hands. I love massage, and I want to venture off and travel to do massage therapy. I can't work for no one. I need to be my own boss.
I know that's right.
You have a mobile business. That's what's up. Well, you got all these people on Facebook that could be your clients, so I'm sure once you finish, let them know.
Yeah, KC just really started popping up on my timeline. I don't really be on Facebook like that. If I'm on Facebook, I'm posting pictures from Instagram. I'm an Instagram head. I post pictures and videos. So,
But yeah, I don't think you'll get it. I don't have a sex scene. I don't think coming up, you know.
Okay. And then I have another question. Either you or Casey can answer this. I've been asking a lot of stuff this, and I don't get a direct answer. So maybe you guys can answer this for me. Like, do you guys find a female, like, if she's working on her car, like little maintenance on her car, do y'all find that sexy?
Yes.
Explain to me why.
Oh, me? Well, you go ahead first, and you tell how you feel about it, and I'll bring in my two cents afterwards.
No, go right ahead on this one. Wait, you said she's working on her car. Like, what you doing, changing some oil, or what you
like
doing?
Me, when I work on my car, I've changed the water. I've changed the water pump. I've changed my oil. I changed my own tire. I put on the fan belts. I've changed the park plug. I keep saying park. Spark. I told you I'm nervous right now. the spark plug wires, little maintenance like that. And I've been in relationships where I know more about working on a car than they do, which I don't have a problem with that because they don't mind teaching. But it's like they always say, oh, my God, that is so sexy. And I never get an answer, why is that sexy?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Casey, you on that one.
You know, me personally, I like a woman that's good with her hands. I feel like, especially in a relationship, it should be 50-50. And to keep it real with you, we are all women. So whether the dom or the femme can do whatever, like whoever can do it, step up to the plate. Like, it's sexy to me. I don't know. It's just something about a sweaty woman, her nipples hanging on her shirt, it's all wet, and she's changing her tire. Like, I don't know, it's some sexy. But I'm going to offer my help, but I'm going to sit there and watch you do it first. Real.
I just got a little visual in my head. I don't know about like that Outkast video. Wasn't they working in the shop? It was a bunch of women. Like, was that I Like the Way You Move?
Yeah, that was. Yeah. That was.
You got the little visual right there.
Bam.
Oh, wow. Okay,
look, this is she... change the timing belt. I don't know what they did to you, man. I don't know.
She said she did a timing belt?
Yeah, like what?
When you on a car, when you have to change your water pump, you have to take the belts off, you have to take everything off in order to get to that water pump, and then you have to put the seal on there and everything to put the car back together. And at that time when I did that, Detroit gets below zero in the wintertime, just like Chicago. We just get it worse than you guys. And, yeah, that was wintertime. So, yeah, it was pretty cold.
Do some studs, like, feel like, hey, this is my job, girl. You don't need to be doing all that. You need to go in the house. Did it be?
No. See, kind of like, you know how you said what type of woman you like or whatever that can be out and be with classiness and then still hang out? Basically be like one of your boys, but then at the same time can still be a woman. That's me. So when it comes to me finding that part of stud to fit that, if you can't deal with the fact, like, I'm not that female that's going to wear heels 24/7, I can't deal with you. I'm sorry.
Right.
I like to play games. I like to play the video. Yeah, all of that. So I've never came across one that's like, no, I take that back. I have. I've dated them, and it don't go no further than the date.
Well, yeah, some studs are very protective and controlling, and, you know, they probably don't want you getting your hands dirty, you know. So that's probably not the type of person for you. You probably need equal opportunity one, you know.
Oh, yeah, I already know that. That I figured out. I'm 28, so I may sound young, but I know that already. And it's like that I can't deal with. Like, you're talking about when you describe me your type of female, that's what I would call somebody that is bougetto. They know how to be bougie and ghetto at the same time, but not extra ghetto. Like I guess the new word is a thot. I can't get down with the thot or the gnaw thing. I can't do that. But basically, the new word is a thot.
Bougetto. I like that.
Yeah, bougetto. They can be bougie, like out in the street, basically, you know. And then at the same time, they can still come home and kick it with you and relax with you.
Right, we could eat some chicken and drink in the car and go in the club, and then we could go to a yacht party the next day, you know what I'm saying, like that.
Yeah, pretty much, because, like, even with me in relation, because I'm so much into the social media, I can't even have nobody that's like, oh, well, why this person say this to you, why that person say that, or why are you following this stuff and that stuff. No, I can't do it.
Right, where's that, girl?
That's too controlling.
Oh, it happened. Like, when I was, before you came onto the show, I did actually have someone that knew that knew the crew of Stellville because they played football with them. And when she seen that I was following them on Instagram, it created a whole big drama. And I'm like, y'all, you guys are in Georgia. If I wanted to meet, I could possibly, but I'd rather sit back and watch from a distance.
Right, right. That's no bueno. That's no good.
I think that's all my questions I really have. I think somebody already asked you what was the upcoming thing you have.
But I don't know if I answered that way. I'm just going to finish up stuff, LTV, and then this year I'm really, I should hopefully be getting a promotion with my job by October to make captain. If not, I'm going to a Black Pilot Conference in August, and I'm going to network there and maybe some opportunities with some of the major airlines. So that's kind of like what I want to, I just want to finish up Stubville TV, Life Under the Rainbow Part 2 is out, help market that and get that out there. And then there's another opportunity somebody just talked to me about, but we'll see. You know, I just kind of want to get everything going with my pilot stuff, because then that'll give me more funds to invest in other stuff. Because, like, I kind of want to do some stuff on my own, too, in the future. So we'll see.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to see. Hopefully I can get a promoter to get you up to Detroit, especially during the Black Gay Pride in the July.
Let me know. That'd be great. And I do have a transmission link, though. I was just like,
you said you have one? Oh, wow. As far as that go, with my stepdad working at GMC, it was mandatory. As a woman, as a young woman growing up in a house, you cannot be able to leave the house without knowing how to change a tire.
Right.
That was
good.
Not happening at all.
Yeah,
I was just more girly girl.
So I didn't do the roofing and all. No, I'm good. He even got us an electric guitar. The only thing I know I play on it is Twinkle Twinkle. And I've had that for 15 years. Maybe I'll pick it up again. I don't know.
It's good that he taught you all that because, you know, it's always good to check your tires, check your fluids before you go out because you could get into an accident. And then these mechanics won't be trying to, like, what they say, pull the wool over your eyes and trick you and charge you all these high fees because you already know some of the basics. So that's good that you know that.
Yeah, that reminds me. That's exactly kind of what happened when I had a flat tire and I just had on some shorts and a shirt and some Air Forces, and I was changing my tire, and the guy actually came up. I don't know how the world men can see me or see women when we're, like, blocked by an object. It's like they have a sensor thing that goes off. I don't know. It's pretty creepy.
X-ray vision, you know.
I don't know what it is, but, like, he approached me. He was like, oh, do you need help? I'm like, no, thank you, I got it. He asked if I was engaged. If I was married, of course I'm going to lie. Yes, I am. Oh, okay, well, you know, I can give you my number whenever you need mercy. Oh, I don't need that kind of mercy. Thank you, have a good day. They get very, very, like, want to be a captain save a person, and with me, you're going to get cussed out.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to let the other ladies answer because I know they're like, okay, she got to get off. And I guess I'll be seeing you on Instagram if you ever find me.
All right. Sounds good. I'll see you in the news feed.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay. Yeah, I'll see you. Have a good night.
Uh-huh.
All right, ladies, we're coming towards the end. So the next few callers, definitely. We're trying to get everybody in because we got a few people that want to talk to you, man. So... 630-728.
630-728.
Are you here, 630?
Just fell asleep.
I think so, too. All right, let's go down to 601-608. Talk to us.
Hi, Casey.
Hey, what's good, sweetheart?
Nice, man. What's good? How are you?
I'm doing good. And you?
I'm good. And hi, thank you.
Hey, what's going on? What's your name?
Rainbow Love.
You said Rainbow?
Rainbow Love.
Rainbow Love. What's going on? I think I've seen you. Okay. How you doing? Thank you for staying up with us tonight to talk to me.
You're my friend on Facebook, and I'm following you on Instagram.
Right. I think I've seen you. You shared something of mine today, right?
Yes,
I appreciate that. Thank you for the love.
I wanted to call and say I think you have a sexy voice, and I think you're sexy. And I wanted to know, like, what's your zodiac sign?
What was the question again? What was the what?
What's your zodiac sign?
Oh, my zodiac sign. Okay. Well, thank you for the compliment. And I am an Aquarius. My birthday is February 14th. So I'm
February
a Valentine's. 14th. I'm a Valentine's love child.
I see. And I would know. I feel it a little because I've seen Life on the Rainbow. I fell in love with your character. Then I watched the video. I was like,
oh, wow, she's a Sylvia, too.
I
was
like, oh, indeed.
Thank you for watching,
folks.
Thank you,
Mike. You're welcome. And, like, I think know who your girlfriend is, but I'm not going to say nothing.
I know everybody's been on YouTube. They've been kind of giving their theory and then on Facebook. And so at the end of the season, I don't know. Maybe they'll bring it out in episode 9. I'm not in this episode 8 that's going to come out Sunday.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm not in this one. So you won't find out in episode 8, but maybe episode 9 or 10 you'll find out. But I will say if it does as planned, maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong, but everybody's going to be like, what? What? I can't believe it.
Really? But yes. I think I have some. I asked you about your buddy. Okay, so like, okay, I know you said your age, so like, by your age, like, what's like the oldest like you would like date, and like, what's the youngest you would date? Or will you date? Mm-hmm. Will you date someone that's younger than you?
It depends on, like, maturity, but in general, ideally, because I think I had posted something on Facebook about this, like, maybe a year ago, so we might not have been friends. But I was saying maybe, because it also depends on which, you know, who you have stuff in common with.
Uh-huh.
And so probably, like, the oldest I would date, I'm not, and there's no barriers. It's not like that's it, because, you know, some people are, act younger than age and older than that age, but I'm 36, so I probably would, like, ideally, like, late, you know, 40s would be, like, the top of the range, and then middle 20s would be, like, the bottom of the range. I have dated, like, when I was 28, 29, I've dated, like, somebody that was 20 before, and it was just, like, hard because, like, man, they couldn't even get in the club, you know, at that time. But we worked through it, and when her birthday came and she was 21, we was, like, all excited. But I'm, like, over all that right now. But, yeah, I would say, like, probably plus or minus 10, you know, is ideal. But I wouldn't say that I would count anybody out because somebody's experience might be different. Somebody might be more mature. And then somebody could be more immature for the age. You might have somebody that's 50 that's super immature, and I'm like, I would never date you, you know? And then you have somebody that's 24 that, like, is very professional and, like, mature and experienced, and we have a lot in common. So I never like to try to put up any, you know, barriers, but ideally plus or minus 10 is, like, my ideal range, you know?
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is my mom's favorite color. She likes red and black. And
oh,
I like red. I love red and black and gray. Like, that's my little trio combination. So I probably have too many clothes with that. So you like red, too?
Yes, I love red.
I mean, you can't go wrong with red, right?
I know, right?
It's a spicy color, you know?
I know, right?
Well, those are some good questions. I appreciate you calling in and talking to me. I know it's late, so thank you, really. I think everyone.
You welcome. I'm a night owl anyway, so I be up. No, I don't have to be up. I do sleep when I get sleepy, but other than that, I be a night owl. I stay up all times of night.
Oh, okay. And wait, what city did you say you were in again?
Jackson, Mississippi.
Okay, you're in Mississippi. Cool.
Yes, I know, right? If I had the money, I would at least try to, you know what I'm saying, book it down here or something so we can hang out or something. But, you know.
I don't know if we go down to Mississippi, but if we ever do, now I know that Rainbow Love is in Mississippi.
Guys, you know, I should link up and cheer, but I can see them. Thank you.
That'd be cool.
Yes. Well, that's all I have to say, and I'm glad I talked to you because now I would have been mad.
Well, thank you for calling in, and you have a great evening today.
You too.
All right, I'm open for one more person, but make it quick. All right, area code 347-869. Oh.
That's
how
I'm
calling on.
Is that a
you
want to? 347.
Oh my gosh, y'all put me on right when she's falling asleep and whatnot, and me and Casey had mad conversations on Facebook.
Yeah.
No, but this is the one and only Gisette.
Oh, hey,
Gisette. Yeah, sending you some support and, you know, saying Studville is one of my favorite shows and whatnot. And when you coming to Arizona?
So, wait, you're in Arizona, but you got a 347?
Yeah, I'm from New York, but
yeah,
I'm in Arizona going to school.
Oh, okay. I was thinking 347 was Orlando. Okay, so that's New York. So you're from New York?
No, that's New York.
That's New York, okay. And you live in Phoenix?
Yeah, I know, like, people will be saying that all the time, but, yeah.
No,
like,
I used
to
live in Phoenix.
I live in Phoenix for like 7 years. I used to work at Intel, and I know Tempe, ASU, so I know Arizona very well.
Yeah, that's where I go to ASU.
Oh, okay, it's a nice city. I like Arizona. Yep. So I'll be out there probably end of this year when I make captain. That's where our company. You heard of Mesa Airlines? I never
Mesa.
Really company. But so that's what I work for. So.
Okay, that's what's up. Hey, Casey.
Hey, what's up, sweetheart?
We was having a blast on Facebook, man.
Yeah.
It's good. I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. You?
That's what's up. I'm chilling. I was supposed to play Spades, but I was like, let me support her. And whatnot.
Let me ask
my question.
After you finish this, you about to go play Spades?
No, because I was supposed to play Spades around like 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I was like, I got some time because I hit you up and I told you I wasn't going to be able to get on. So I was like, well, since I got some time, let me get on. I've been on the phone for a freaking hour. I know my people is like, yo, she flaked on us. So, let me get my question. So we know you're doing the acting and you're doing like the pilot. So would you ever consider directing or producing?
I do think I'm very creative, and I'm learning. I don't know much because I didn't go to film school, but, you know, you don't always have to do that. Sometimes you could be around
I don't think Tyler Perry did either, but.
Right. So you can learn from just, like, being around different productions and experiences and stuff. So I don't know. I think I would do well at it. I think I still have a lot to learn, so as I'm working on these different projects, I'm kind of taking notes and trying to get some ideas because I don't want to put out anything that's garbage. I don't want to put out something really good because that's just the type of person. But I am brainstorming and I'm kind of thinking of some ideas. So maybe like 2015, 2016, I'll come up with something. But it has to be really good, you know, and I would bounce.
No, I think so too because like one of the things, like I was talking with my homeboy. And I was like, you know, it needs to be more, like, lesbian stuff out there. Because, like, you go on Netflix and there's a whole bunch of gay stuff out there. And I'm not dissing the fellas. You know, I love my gay men and whatnot. But I just think it needs to be something for us.
Right.
I mean, like, we have the web series, but, like, I want to see us, like, on Netflix and the big screen and stuff like that.
Right.
And the cool thing is, like, two Chicago films, like Milan B. Parker, I give her a shout-out. She actually has her film at Best Buy now, Lies We Tell, Secrets We Keep. And then Anika Bay is another one in Chicago, and she's selling her film. I think it's in Netflix, I think, or no, Redbox, and it's also in, like, Best Buy or Walmart. So we're trying to, you know, definitely slowly but surely, and she's working on part two right now. So there are a few directors that are that you can buy their films, like, through Walmart and Best Buy, and then they're trying to get on Redbox. And we just have to find out what the standards are to be able to put our films in there. And then, like,
'cause I know, like, distribution, that's, like, one of the hardest things is distribution.
Right. And then some people don't want to do distribution because they'll control everything you do and try to change your movie to fit what they want it to be instead of what you intended it to be. So I think there are some people that want it to do distribution but said, you know, screw this, and then maybe they were only going to give them, like, 25 cents of the profit. We're getting close, and the more, like you all out here supporting me tonight and you all watching all the shows on YouTube, the more that they see that there's an audience and there's money to be made, then there's definitely going to be, I would give it a year or two, there's going to be some stuff popping up, you know, some quality stuff. And,
I definitely think so because, like, you posted that stuff about Between Women and, like, they're trying to make it a movie, and I think Stutzo should go and try to make a movie as well.
I think
that would be awesome.
You just never know. The biggest thing is funding. Like, all our projects are right now self-funded. But
charge,
like,
people.
Yeah, you try
like
to charge.
Like, you mean, like, you support them. I understand, like, not everybody has the money and whatnot, but, like, you want to see this stuff. And, like, my first major because, like, I had, like, six majors. But, like, my first major was video production.
And so, like, all that stuff, equipment and, you know, permits and all that stuff, that costs money. And so, like, people want to see Studville and stuff like that. They got to, like, you know, help out, not only by just watching and spreading the word, but financially, you know, help out as well.
Right. And that's true. And not everybody thinks like you. So we appreciate people that think like that and actually have the money too. But some people feel like, you know, they're more, like, critical, and they like, well, is this all you have? And, you know, they feel like that y'all should bring it, and they don't have to donate anything, you know, but maybe they don't have it. I don't know what the case is. But
I mean, like, not everybody has. You're absolutely right. Because, like, when I first tuned in, y'all was talking about how, how I think, Casey, you was like, people was like, when's the next episode and blah, 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 and they don't want to chip anyone. And you was like, well, not everybody could afford it, which is,
right.
You know, that's 100%. Not everybody could afford it. But, like, the people that can, I think that, you know,
right,
we
exactly.
should come together, especially in the community, you know,
right.
come together and support one another.
Yeah, because then that'll help us, like, we'll get, like, bigger contracts and more, you know, you'll see more quality productions and stuff. And there's some really good stuff, you know, like, there's, like, Teresa Dow, she's in California, she's doing that project Shirt Verkins, I think she's attached to UCLA. And then you got
mm-hmm.
Jillian Peek in New York. That's my sister's best friend. She's really, like, digging deep, and she has paid actresses. And so she's putting her project together. That might be out next year. So there's some things in
the
works. There's some things in the works, and people are trying to help fund it. But there's just so much going on. And I think it's definitely coming. And I see, like, by 2015, I think there's going to be some good stuff out there. And
I think so. I think so too. Like down here, like I know they do a lot of LGBT events, especially in film. Like we had the LGBT film festival down here, and
right.
Yeah, that's something that I went to. But I went to okay, I went to promote for marriage equality. But anyways. I'm going to let you go. That's what
you. And y'all got the Desperado down there in Arizona, too.
Yes.
Desperado Film
yes.
Fest. Yeah, that's a big one.
Yes.
That's a DVD
yeah.
Fest.
Yeah, but I'm going to let you go. So I know you got things to do. Casey, I will holler at you tomorrow.
Well, thanks for calling.
All right,
y'all. Y'all have a good one.
You have a all good right. one, too.
Hey.
First of all, I want to thank you for coming out, showing everybody the love, the support. I want to thank everybody that's listening. Before we go, I would like you to tell everybody that's listening how they can support you, your websites, your Instagrams, your FundMe, anything that they can do to help push you further. Please tell them how they can do it, how they can go about doing it.
I mean, you know what, I'm just appreciative of what everybody's done so far. You know, for me, it's really hard for me to ask people to do things. Like, even calling in tonight, I'd be like, well, if you're not busy, call in, you know, no pressure. Because that's just that type of person I am. I just hate asking people for stuff. But it's more so if it's beneficial to you. It's never any pressure with me. Can do it if you like it and you feel like it's something that will be a good use of your time. Call in, go on YouTube, watch Life Under the Rainbow Part 1, Part 2, watch Studville TV Season 1, Season 2. If it's something that's interesting to you, you know, if not, if you just like to follow me on Facebook or Instagram, do that. I'm team follow back, so I try to follow back everybody. Sometimes I miss some, like if I'm on a flight, but just ask me on my wall. But it's never any ill intent. But I do like to, I'm not the type of person that likes to have everyone follow me, and then I look in my newsfeed and I follow one person or zero people, and I don't have anything to look at. I like to see what's going on in your life too, and see like your children, your family, what you did, what party you went to last night. You know, I want to have an interesting news feed to look at, too. So everything y'all doing is exactly, I appreciate all of that. I don't ask for anything more or less. But if you do want to check those films out, then that'd be great. And share them with your friends, you know.
that's pretty much it. And just for staying up this late, I mean, some people might be on different time zones, so it may not be late for them. But if you're on the East Coast, it's like, what, 1 o'clock in the morning. So thank you for staying up late and talking to me and listening, station. And just I look forward to talking to y'all more on Facebook and Instagram. I don't really do Twitter, but I do those two. And I enjoy the conversation and everything I see. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Much love. Y'all sleep tight. Have a good night. All that good stuff. That's about it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to She's On Radio. Thank you, everybody. If you have not copped on tickets to She Pride 2004, we're looking live. Chabalaga, Tempa, a lot of people. Juice Box. Definitely get them. www.sheesonent.com. You definitely want to be there. You never know, hey. 2015, we might could bring you down here. I'm looking forward to that. We're going to talk about that, too.
All right.
You on the mic. All right.
All right. Well, appreciate it. Hey, everybody, have a great night. I hope you have really wonderful dreams, like some really good shit. Dream about some good shit.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and look at that sweaty person on that car, honey. Lord.
Mm. right.
I would thank you. You have a good night, man.
All right, y'all. Everybody take care. Good night.
All right. Ladies, definitely tune in tomorrow. We're going to be talking about eating ain't cheating. So I want y'all to lock this number that y'all called in tonight. Lock it in under She's On Radio. Call each and every Monday through Wednesday, 11 p.m. It goes down. Inbox me, Instagram me. Tell me who you want to see or listen to on the radio. I will try my best to make it happen. Wednesday, we will have Chabalaga from District Heat. July 30th, we will have Tempa. So y'all ladies definitely tune in, okay? All right, for the most part, I love you all. Thank you for supporting She's On Radio. And I'll talk to y'all later.
Cloudy skies and rain clouds have come to stay. Windy nights and sad sights won't go away. La, 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 la. But I wanna be without a care. Unicorns and butterflies everywhere.